This is the kitchen. Kitchen, dining room.
70-year-old Roberta Fontenot has lived in the Spanish Oaks apartment complex in Baton Rouge since 1988.
This is my bedroom.
Fontenot has a mild developmental disability. A support worker typically comes by 3 times a week to help with things like getting groceries and paying bills, but otherwise, Fontenot is pretty much on her own. It is this kind of quasi-independent living situation the state wants to see more of for the developmentally disabled, but Fontenot hasn't always lived like this.
So, where were you before this?
I was at Pinecrest State School.
In 1964, the state removed Fontenot, then 25, from her home in Ville Platte and placed her in Pinecrest State School in Pineville, Louisiana. She lived on a ward with about 16 other people, and they did everything as a group. They ate together, even woke up, and went to bed together.
Watch TV, but if everybody get punched, TV stays off. Radio stays off. Can't listen to nothing.
Pinecrest, which has been accused of alleged abuse and maltreatment of its patients in the past, did not return WRKF's call for comment on Fontenot's recollections of living there. After living in 2 different foster homes, Fontenot moved to a group home in Baton Rouge in 1974, where she lived with 14 other women with disabilities.
Yeah, there are 14 women in that one home.
There, Fontenot met Amy Drago, now the program director of the Arc of Baton Rouge, a nonprofit that advocates choice for individuals with developmental disabilities. Drago says Fontenot is a very private person, and congregate living was just not working for her.
She was getting angry a lot and snapping at him, so she's very excited when we helped her move out. And it was difficult to find a place that she could afford, that was safe, that was in walking distance of her work, but she found all those things.
This is better than Pinecrest and 2 foster homes. This is better.
Quasi-independent living has worked out well for Fontenot. The state says it's also cheaper for them in the long run. State Department of Health and Hospitals Interim Secretary Kathy Kleber says the state pays for home-based services through what's called a waiver, which costs about $54,000 per person per year. Kleber, who is also a former Assistant Secretary of the Office for Citizens with Developmental Disabilities, says the state didn't even have its first waiver until 1994.
State facilities now cost almost $300,000 a year per person. Private facilities cost, again, depends on the acuity, but basically anywhere between about $60,000 to about $75,000 to $80,000 a year.
But Rosalind Ozan, the regional director of housing and disabilities for the Volunteers of America, says living quasi-independently with a waiver is not for everybody.
There are some people who physically cannot do it, who intellectually cannot do it.
Ozan says if someone is living on waiver supports, the state is only paying for those supports, nothing else. She says this is why immediate residential care facilities are still needed, such as the 3 her organization oversees in the Baton Rouge area, to provide 24-hour, around-the-clock care paid for by the state. But Ozan says her organization and others like them have seen a steady decrease in their budgets, and year after year they're forced to do more with less. Tomorrow, we go to St. Mary's Residential Training School in Boyce, Louisiana. There, we will look at how the state goal to deinstitutionalize is affecting their ability to care for the developmentally disabled. Ashley Westerman, WRKF News.